So we are recording, I believe. Mm-hmm. Okay. I hope.
Well, you got the red button. You said push the red button and you'd be in business.
All right, so I'll call this meeting to order. We want to review the minutes. We have three out of the four people. Well, actually, we had five people left for the last meeting. I don't think there was anything particularly controversial.
No, I don't think I saw anything that I didn't. Well, I was there, right? I don't think there was anything I saw that had any questions about. I'm uncomfortable.
What was
the 24th day of March.
Okay.
I don't have any.
We refused to.
What?
We denied their appeal for the. They wanted to share a driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I'm comfortable with this. If you feel comfortable with us approving, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the March meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes of March 24th, 2021 are approved. Okay. So we'll move on to the next order of business, which is appeal number 837. And I'll just read the appeal pursuant to Chapter 149, Article 5, and Schedule of Regulation for the General Commercial. I just want to make sure that that's the right appeal number. Just not the
yeah.
Right number.
Yes.
Yes, it's 837. Pursuant to Chapter 149, Article 5, and Schedule of Regulations for the General Commercial C1 District, for consideration of special use permit notices hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals will conduct a public hearing to hear all parties for or against the consideration of the special use permit. A freight petroleum to construct a vehicle fueling station and redevelop the convenience market at 1401 Route 9, Merle, New York, 12828, tax map parcel number 63.3-1-28 in the town of Merle, assessment map. Okay. So can you tell us who you are and what you're doing? What you're doing with this project. All right.
Just a copy of our presentation here. We put a card in your file. My name is Joshua O'Connor. I'm an engineer licensed in the state of New York. I work for Green & Peterson Incorporated, and we've been retained by Drake Petroleum, the applicant, to work on the redevelopment of the parcel at 1401 Route 9, as you mentioned. Tom Danieluk from Drake Petroleum is here representing his firm, and Rob Panassi is legal on the project. So I'll take a few minutes and just give you an overview on what we're planning to do. We'll talk a little bit about the project history. So, what I'm showing you here is just a simple aerial image. I did superimpose our proposed site layout, for the sake of conversation, but I'm sure you're familiar with the site. It's an extra mark convenience store, fueling station, vehicle fueling station in the front pumps, and a diesel canopy to the rear. Drake Petroleum is proposing to do is essentially raise the site, reconstruct the diesel fueling canopy toward the rear of the site, move the passenger vehicle fueling canopy toward the front, and construct a 4,800 square foot convenience store with food offerings. There's actually a food prep in there. The site now is basically, with the exception of the rear lot, it's basically paved and impervious cover. The proposal that we're making will be to increase the green space and to replace all of the tanks with all of the most modern and current technologies. It's been 2 years since I've done this. So, we're here tonight to talk about the special use permit. As I'm sure you're aware,
this site long predates your zoning code. And the way the code is basically written, before site plan approval can be granted, if there isn't a special use permit that has been granted to the use, you have to come back in and get the special use permit. Mm-hmm. So our proposal is basically to raise and modernize the site, to increase the green space, to employ modern stormwater control practices, which, you know, we're aware there are flooding issues there now.
Yeah, that's been flooding, that's flooded for years, ever since it was done.
Yep, a number of measures that we're going to take to address that. The site does have good drainage, it's just too much pavement for the number of openings in that drainage system. So,
yeah. Well, it almost does this.
It ponds right here. Yeah. right near Lamplighter. Yeah. And there are some dry wells in the ground there, but you know, it's not adequate, and it doesn't frankly meet the standard that DEC would require us to employ for stormwater control. So we'll address that. We'll raise the building a little bit too, just to make sure the building is, you know, barring any future issues, the building will be out of the water.
You're talking about putting a new building.
It will be a new building. Yes.
You're taking everything out there. I mean,
it will be a clean site.
You're completely getting rid of all the tanks that are there for existing, all the islands, everything's gone.
Yep.
And you're going to start from there.
That's right. That is the intention. So, just kind of have a colorized top down just to give you a kind of a feel for what we're proposing. The parking reg requires, if you do the strict count, 48 stalls. We're proposing. The code does allow us to take into account the fueling positions and parking stalls. We're providing 44 plus an additional 12 that we can count for the fueling position. So we make the parking requirement, as I said, greatly increase the green coverage on the site. We'll do some tasteful landscaping, and we anticipate working to address some of the screening to the rear of the site.
Right. Well.
You know, the way the code is written, we're required screening between zones, not uses.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the parcel to the rear, the Lamplighter Estates here, is commercial use. So strictly, the code doesn't require that we do anything for screening. We're going to do that anyway. We understand that, you know, it's a residential use, and we can make an improvement there. So we're gonna take care of that, and we'll deal with that in conversation with the planning board to work out what those details will be. But just, you know, informationally, we'll share. You know, we've gone through truck turning, which in the code it's strictly written that you guys have purview on traffic as far as special use permit goes.
Mm-hmm.
So we did go through. You know, we did our analysis and did the layout considering truck movements. We are working on a traffic impact study for this site. We do anticipate an increase in trips. Obviously, the business case for this is driven by having more customers. But that will go to DOT. We're working on finalizing the traffic impact study. Now that will go to DOT. We anticipate the bulk of the larger impact traffic coming from the highway, the way it does now.
Right.
The turning movements we chose to display assume eastbound for trucks around the site. You know, we've been to the site a number of times. Tom and I just had dinner over there at Fitzgerald's, and, you know, there's a lot of trucks back there.
Yes, now they're able to back right up in the back.
Right.
And what you're proposing is to put it on the side.
We're proposing to, you know, for the sake of discussion, a bit more control over that. Vehicles seem to be left there long term. There isn't an agreement with Drake for that provision, and we're looking for it to be more of a transient traffic for fueling and getting some food and moving on.
Right.
It's not a truck stop. We're not proposing a truck stop, and that's not the business model here. So,
it could possibly be overnight parking.
I don't believe that's in their business model. They're not allowing.
And you will have signage up that says no overnight parking and monitor that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there is a motel across the street, so...
Oh, and people use
it. Yeah, but say, well, I don't know. I think he's got that side parking right off 197.
Yeah,
if a trailer wants to park, they park in that lot.
I think it's just one of those things that people have done it forever.
No,
it looked that way to me, too.
Oh, no, I know. But, I mean, I fuel up my diesel truck there. And you see them. They have somebody meet them there. Take it. Someplace. They're not walking across a landmark. They're going home or doing something like that.
Well, and you know, that is not the business model that Drake is working on here. They're looking to provide a the ability for through traffic to fuel up, grab a bite to eat. Mm-hmm. You know, they're proud of their food offerings. They plan on working with local farmers to provide locally sourced. Food. They're going to, they have a menu written by chefs for food prepared in the facility.
Yeah. Well, the way you're designing this, it would not lend itself to them parking in the back.
No.
Because you're doing that as a green area.
You have no space in the back.
Yeah, you're not having any space. You're going to have a green area there. And,
that's right.
And you're putting the truck parking is along the side.
So, the way we envision that, this is the promo material that for the All Town Fresh that Drake Petroleum has prepared. So this isn't site specific, but this is the footprint and model that they're building out here. And they consider this like a New England style, the texture and aesthetics to be a New England style farmhouse kind of appeal. Not too slick, but also not quite conventional either, so it stands out. They have built a facility very similar to this down in Schenectady opposite the casino, what used to be the old Grossman's Bargain, where if you want to see one local, if you find your way down there, or you're in Schenectady, take a drive by. It's very similar in shape and scale to that. Colors and all of that will be the same. They are providing some outdoor dining space, and that covers the big things. Do you guys have any questions?
Do you have the DOT approvals of your ingress and egress?
We haven't dealt with that yet. So right now we're ready to move forward in earnest design on this project, but we want to meet with the planning board first and do a sketch review to find out if there's anything that that comes out of the planning board that changes our design. And once we have some, at least a good sense of where the planning board will come down based on their comments, we'll modify the plan, and we'll have to present the traffic impact study to DOT. Guy Tedesco is the engineer we talked to on this project. So we'll have an informal with Guy just to get his feeling for it. All in all, I've talked to our at GPI, we do our traffic studies in-house. We have a traffic engineer in-house.
So you're showing one entrance, one exit.
That is correct. So right now there is a single small island, and otherwise it's open.
Well, it's wide open. You're cutting it down.
Yes.
But they're both in and out, right? Each one of these red arrows.
Each one will be full access. Yes.
Full access.
Yep.
But you're narrowing it down to just two.
That's right.
You can come in and out rather than that whole all the way across.
That's right.
Which really has been troublesome.
I think there's a real opportunity here. If they don't do the development, they continue with business as usual. It's an opportunity for the town to really, have this space improved, modernized, deal with some of the issues that, where the trucks all park now, that's an impact to the residential communities behind. And I think it's something we can address with this application.
And it's an improvement to have to reduce the amount of space.
Oh, absolutely.
I misunderstood that because I see the arrows all
the way. They show the trouble to the arrows here.
Well, in that said, while both are full access, obviously we don't have full access through the diesel canopy.
Right.
So we may have to work out some signage where this is, we anticipate this being the truck access. Obviously, if the truck enters on this side, they're not going to really be able to turn around or go through. So it's something we're going to have to address in fine detail. But in all, you know, we anticipate, you know, greening this space, reducing the amount of cross-lot traffic with vehicles, and
that's the biggest concern is what the trucks can do, cars or things. It's a big deal, I think.
Well, the cars, the fact that they can come out onto Route 9 with such a long span has always been a little bit of a problem. Because,
oh, yeah.
So, I mean, the fact that you're narrowing it down to two and then separating it out, I think is great improvement.
The trucks are mainly going to go in one way and out the other.
And as it pertains to your question about DOT, no, we haven't talked to them. We've done a lot of this. I've done a lot of this, and we work with DOT closely on these types of projects. And we know what the red flags are: proximity to congested intersection, proximity to an intersection that has a lot of competing traffic flows. Where you have heavy north-south, heavy east-west, you know, a lot of confusion. We expect this from DOT's perspective to be a simple win. We're reducing the access points and creating more control. And we expect it to be an increase in trips in and out of the site, but we don't expect it to be an increase in trips on the road itself.
Right.
This is drive-by capture versus generating trips from outside. So from DOT's perspective, I would be for it if it was a problem. But again, I can't speak for
them. Never can. But there's no question that they're going to look at this as an improvement on what
we're
saying.
That's what we expect.
And have you been to planning?
No, we haven't. We'll be there Monday. We would have been, but they added another meeting because their agenda was full on the first meeting, which would have been this past Monday.
And, well, a big thing with us, I think, is the buffer in the back. And I think that's important. And I think that Mr. Ruggie was here last time, but I'm sure he'll be with the plan.
I would hope so. We want to engage with the neighbors, and we want to do what we can to improve the situation.
So have you met with him at all?
No, we talked to Mr. Martin, and he informed us what the concerns were and what the reported concerns were. Rob was here, and he met Mr. Ruggie. We have every intention of being a good neighbor and improving the interaction between these uses, and I think we can achieve something.
Yeah, I think you had some concerns about whether those could be moved up a little bit, those side parking areas.
There's potential
and
for that.
There's some potential for that. I think that, but I really do believe that'll fall more into the planning purview than us.
That's how I would expect that as well. We can't promise you something and then have planning come back later and override it, right?
Right.
You know,
we can put stipulations into something
sure. When
we approve it, but
my inclination would be to just recommend it.
I think in this one we recommend it, but I think that I'm sure looking at it, that they will maybe adjust some of this a little bit.
Well, and to be frank, we prepared for our use here a sketch.
Yeah.
You know, this is in regard to the use. We're looking to continue the grandfather special use and have that formalized. It's as far as the detail, our goal is to work very closely with the planning board and Mr. Martin and the neighbors to arrive at a good design that's considerate and considers all of those and all of those different parties. You know, it's probably the appropriate place to have that discussion.
What's your time frame on if everything in the next month or two? Do you have a time frame on when you get started?
I believe they get started as soon as they could. One of the things we have to kind of to work with here is the sewer is being installed. Right now the site is operating on a septic system, and we have to tie it into that sewer. So kind of we want to work for when the sewer is available. But I believe they want to get started as soon as possible. Tom can speak to that more.
We had hoped that this fall break ground.
Well, these things are obviously fluid as well. You know,
absolutely. That'll be good to have a sewer.
Do we have any comments from the public?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to close the public hearing. And we do have a short environmental assessment form. This is going to require environmental assessment.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally think it's better to be done by the planning board. We should,
yes.
defer them as lead agency for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means more of it. So we need a motion to defer.
I'll make a motion that the environmental assessment be deferred to the planning board.
As lead agency.
As lead agency.
Second.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Just in reviewing the standard for a special use permit, our basic thing is really the traffic and the location, size, and character that fits into the district. I think it does. If anybody has any objections to what I'm saying, please speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mr. Martin's given us some good information on this.
Yes,
a lot of good information.
Yes, as always. As you know. So it's basically, and it looks like it does fit in very well with what's there, and I think it'll be an improvement. And the traffic will be increased, as you hope to increase traffic.
Well, we hope to increase the traffic onto the site, but not on the surface streets per se.
Okay.
Yes.
And not to an unreasonable degree. I mean, it's a busy street.
It is.
It's becoming busier and busier, and it's becoming. And I know the state has made plans for our access from the Northway.
Well, they already started. I mean, they cut the trees all down. They're going to take out the. They're going to take out the culvert. You can put in regular entrance and exit ramp.
They did that. They did that. They took the trees out in
a long time ago. I know. Well, they'll get going.
Yeah.
It's happening. I agree. I took a look at them already.
But I expect we'll get more traffic when we're looking at the books, so that's fine. I mean, I don't think this is not going to make it worse. I don't think it's more traffic is always a little bit more. But,
well, my brother's over on Spirit Falls Road, so he plans on taking trips that year, so that'll be one extra trip.
But I think the traffic is well planned for, and
I think they're making good improvements. I mean, that's a very busy area, and I honestly believe the state will look at this and be feel that that's an improvement over what definitely improvement over what's there.
Sure.
And I feel it's safer. It's safer. Too.
Yeah, much safer.
So that's even better.
It's a little free for all there.
Yeah, certainly is.
Less than ideal. What I notice a lot is people that come out of Lamplighter that want to.
Yeah.
Go in there and they do the little quick by the telephone pole, you know, and you see that probably half a dozen times a week.
Well, I see them competing to get out of it.
Okay.
That's a lot of things because you have such a long, they go all the way over to that whole blacktop area.
Yeah.
There'll be like three cars that are trying to get out.
Yeah.
You don't know whether they're going left or right, and they never put the direction lights on. It's like, hey, it's not a good situation. And when you see this, where you're directing down to more of a controlled entrance and exit, it's a much better setup. So.
If this is 200 feet wide across the front, correct? Did I read that right?
The site. About 25 feet.
What is left to the left going towards Fitzgerald's? I don't know how
what's the distance?
Okay. I'm just, I don't
no,
know.
No, that's why I have the survey, actually. I can tell you. It's on the back of the sheet. So.
I don't know
how much land that. Was it Cheryl's?
Yeah, or not that I'm curious about, but I just was curious about. I saw you said 2.5?
Yes.
2.5 or over?
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious how wide that is.
So, let's see.
I got 275.
So, pardon me, it was initially 225.
Yeah.
Drake did a lot line adjustment with the owners of Fitzgerald,
yes.
So they got additional property.
It was 50 feet, I saw that.
Yeah, so paper. It's 275 now, including the 50 feet.
Okay.
And it, I'm just going to go, that's 50. It's about 80 feet to the face of the building from the property line as it's been adjusted.
Yes.
You know, there's another thing to consider as well. There there is an existing non-conformance with the canopy is in the front setback right now.
The one that's there.
The existing
one. And you're going to be...
We're going to be removing that non-conformance as well with this action.
Thank you.
So you're not coming back to us for any variance?
We anticipate no variance. The signage we expect to be per code. There are no other red flags in our development. The only reason we would is to get something the board wants, the planning board wants, that we have to ask for. But otherwise, we expect it to be fully compliant.
Any other discussion from the board? Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the special use permit. What was the
837?
What was it?
837.
837.
Can we add recommendations to the planning board that they consider buffering between them and Lamplighter and moving?
Our recommendation will be that they make sure there's plenty of buffering between Lamplighter and the passability, and I'm sure they'll look at that with the owner if they could move that truck parking up a little bit, it would get it further from the Lamplighter. So.
Well, I think we can give the planning board the sense that the zoning board
would like that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
We may or may not agree.
Well, that's fine.
That's okay. Second?
Oh, second.
Well, you'll have to pull the board over yourself.
Yes, I will. Mr. Allen?
Yes.
Mr. Fitzen?
Yes.
Mr.
Darrell? Yes.
The candle votes yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. We're happy to see you make that improvement in the town. It would be very nice.
Very nice, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm building one down in Livingston right now. It's actually the identical.
It's going to be the identical setup?
Yeah.
Well, can you tell me about the food?
Food? So they are pursuing... hired a chef out of Boston, and the kitchen is pretty elaborate. They're trying to develop this all fresh concept where, quinoa bowls and salads, and they try to locally source all the stuff. They, wagyu beef sandwiches, they need to start some organic. Raised chicken, those kind of things, but the food.
I've heard that the food, I haven't ate at the one down there, but I've heard the food is good. Certainly makes me happy. As a single guy, I love that. On the way home from work, I don't know what happened tonight.
We have Stewart's, so I'll be still eating so many hot dogs.
Well, you get that. I'm good. Good. Don't get me wrong. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.